Chapter 2. The Road to Canadian Independence. Some of the natives benefited from the cooperation between the Europeans and the natives. They liked receiving money and products from Europe and were happy to have work. But others were not happy.
"The Europeans are building colonies on our land," they said. "They're taking control here."
The Europeans brought alcohol with them, and this created problems for the natives. They also introduced strange new infections and epidemics to Canada. Some natives were hostile, but it was hard to stop the Europeans. They had rifles and pistols, while the natives only had bows and arrows.
"These colonists are exploiting us."
"But we can't fight them. They've got rifles."
As the years passed, the British and French colonists in Canada began to fight for control of the land. The Seven Years' War started in 1756 between France and Great Britain for dominance in North America. The British defeated the French and took many French colonies. Now, the British influence was much stronger than the French. 12 years later, in 1775, the American Revolution started because the British colonists wanted independence from Great Britain. They asked the Canadians for help.
"Please help us fight the British," they said. "Then you can unite with us, and together we'll become an independent country."
But the Canadians didn't want to help.
"We want to be a separate country," they declared. "And we want to stay loyal to the British monarchy."
"So we'll fight the British without you,"
the colonists said. At the end of the American Revolution, in 1783, many people left the new independent United States and went to Canada. They were called Loyalists because they were loyal to the British Crown. The United States and Canada were now separate countries with different objectives. In 1812, another war began between the United States and Great Britain about trade and territories. In 1813, American soldiers arrived at the home of a Loyalist soldier and demanded food. While they ate, they planned a surprise attack on the British forces. The soldier's wife, Laura Secord, heard them. "I must tell the British commander," she thought. Laura walked for 18 hours through 32 kilometers of dangerous territory to tell the British army about the attack. Because of this, the British forces were prepared and defeated the American army easily. Laura Secord received £100 from the British monarchy for her courage and became a national hero in Canada. At this time, Canada consisted of lots of small British colonies. "Let's unite the colonies and make Canada one strong country," said the British. They signed an agreement on the 1st of July, 1867, Canada Day, uniting Nova Scotia, New Brunswick, Quebec, and Ontario into one area called the Dominion of Canada. Over time, they added more territories, and soon, Canada extended from the Atlantic Ocean to the Pacific Ocean. But the British government still ruled Canada. Slowly, the Canadians began to be tired of British control. There was a lot of discontent after World War I because thousands of Canadian soldiers died fighting for the British. They didn't want to participate in the war, but as a British colony, they had no option. The movement for independence from Britain became much stronger. Finally, in 1931, Canada became an independent country with its own government. The British monarch was still their sovereign. And today, Elizabeth II is the Queen of Canada.